Good morning and welcome to the 8 o'clock hour of Byers & Company. We'll tell you about a brand new event called Cops and Gobblers. Kicks off tomorrow at the Kroger at Airport Plaza. Plus, we've got maybe I'll give away those Illini tickets today. We might be doing that as well. Byers & Company rolls right now.
Byers & Company, WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome back to the show. Our complete list of our gift of the days, by the way, is at nowdecatur.com, and you can also make sure you're participating in the Deck the Cat Town contest through our Nowdecatur app. $3,200 shopping spree we're giving away to downtown restaurants and shops, and you can enter up to 32 times. Walk me through this, Lindsay, real quick. You take the app and you go to the Brass Horn,
mm-hmm.
and the Brass Horn has a code in their store.
Yes, they have it on a little
click
flyer.
Click on the Brass Horn logo, type in their code, and I'm entered into the contest.
Yes.
Go next door to the Brass Horn 2. I can do the same thing all over again. Different code.
Different code.
Different business and enter again.
Yes.
So you can enter up to 32 times.
Yes. Once per business.
And get 32 chances to win a $3,200 package of gift cards that are basically good for you to use however you want. Give them as gifts. Spend them on yourself. Whatever you want to do. Debbie Bogle, I bet you would spend it on yourself.
What?
What?
No, I would spend it.
You'd spend $400 on everybody else?
I would spend it on my kids.
Okay. And then the rest.
And then the rest.
The $2,800 would go to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out.
The girl's got to shop.
The girl does have to shop, and it's Christmas time. So I love, one day I'm going to write a book about the off-the-air conversations that go on in the studio. But I will bet you, of the three guests that we have sitting here right now, the most individually owned guns collectively of any three people we've ever had in the studios. Pretty funny stuff. Let me introduce you to them. Debbie Bogle's here from the United Way. We appreciate you moving your Thursday slot to here, and we will
Not
touch base
problem.
On the United Way, but you've been a big help with this whole event. Bruce Jeffries, you know, from the Boys and Girls Club and from our last round of the WSOY MCA Challenge. Do you miss the challenge?
Absolutely.
I do
Absolutely.
Too, don't you? But it's the camaraderie of, like, the group thing, isn't it?
I'll be honest. I was so sore sometimes that I would actually miss my getting up at 4 o'clock. So now that we're not doing a challenge, I actually consistently get up at 4.
Good.
There are a few days where I was missing because I was just so sore.
Yeah, but it was fun having the group thing.
And, yeah,
and round three is coming in January. We had a meeting. We'll keep you posted and give you the details on that. Also in the studios with us is Chad Larner from the Decatur Police Department. Now, Pat was supposed to be with us this morning today, and he had something else that jumped up in his schedule. Pat Smith from the Mink County Sheriff's Office. Want to make sure that we let everybody know that the Sheriff's Office is as big a part of this as the Decatur Police Department. Chad, let's walk back. You had this idea, this concept. If I could get you to get nice and close to that mic. What was your first sort of thought? When did this sort of have like an inkling of an idea in your head?
So last year, the Decatur Police Department Canine Unit and the Macon County Sheriff's Canine Unit, we talked about doing a charitable event that would derive just from the canine unit. And so that event that we kind of talked about was providing turkeys to families at the Thanksgiving time. So here's how this shook out. I reached out to Sheriff Buffett and Chief Getz, and we talked about the idea, at which time they directed me to you. And so we had a simple meeting, and obviously we decided against the Thanksgiving time just because of the Judy Mason Thanksgiving basket drive that we do. We didn't want to conflict with that. So that's how this happened at Christmas time. We got Bruce immediately involved, and that's how this whole thing spawned.
All right. I want to make sure that we're very clear about this because, you know, Debbie, you know, the United Way helps all kinds of agencies, including the Boys and Girls Club.
Yes.
But we're not trying to be a food pantry here or to do anything like that. There are people that do that. In fact, we've reached out to those organizations for their clientele to be able to benefit from this.
Right. It's really a community event involved with lots of agencies and their clients.
Absolutely. We thought it would be a good idea because we knew the Howard gift was coming to the Boys and Girls Club, mm-hmm. and you know, getting those young kids around police officers. You know, most of us have watched our TV sets over the last couple of years, and you know, we see relations that have been damaged and people have a mistrust, and you know, sometimes you know, you just don't see each other as human beings, you know, face to face in a positive setting. And mm-hmm. so the whole concept was, you know, what can we do, you know, in addition to helping, but it's more about building those relationships and getting in front of those families and kids when it's not a time of law enforcement action or somebody's been pulled over or there's a crime that's been committed. Because it is harder when you just sit here together across the desk and look at each other face to face. It's harder to be be divided or to be rude. It's easy, I think, sometimes in this country to do it on social media when you don't have to actually look somebody in the eye, but just improving those relations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Brian, I think you hit on it. And, you know, Chad is a modest guy, but, you know, it really boiled down to building these relationships. A little earlier this year, I joined our local DPD police auxiliary because I felt that, you know, as a community leader, as African American, you know, the best I can do is support our local law enforcement. And so, yeah, we're giving away baskets and gift cards, but this is more about
long term
getting law enforcement involved with inner city youth so they see them in a positive light. You know, I still get kids every day talking about Mr. Bruce, I want to be a police officer. Look, if that sparks them and helps build a better relationship when they run into the guys out on the street, then that is my responsibility
and
in this community.
Absolutely, and you're doing a great job with it. But, Chad, I mean, you know, this is almost old-school policing, you know, when you had neighborhood officers that knew everyone's name and you had those relationships. And, I mean there's a benefit on both mm-hmm. sides of this because getting to know people, it's the same thing on the police side. I mean, they're human beings.
Yeah, immediately. When Chief Getz was announced as the interim chief, one of the first things that he did was make a strong conscious effort to interact with Bruce. I met Bruce in 2015 when we did a canine demo at the Boys and Girls Club, and there were probably a couple hundred kids in the stands. Yeah. And I told them at the end, I said, hey, listen, it's vital that you put yourself in a position to ultimately police the community that you grow up in. I grew up in this community, and I'm not taking anything away from the 100-plus officers in this county that maybe didn't grow up here because they do bring something to the table from their communities as well. But when you want to talk about changing the demographic makeup of a law enforcement agency, this is the way to do it now with the cultivation and putting us in that environment and letting these kids see that we're human beings just like them. And the whole point of this was the canine unit or the SWAT team or any individual specialized function within law enforcement, sometimes the only time those units are seen is at a time of crisis or during an investigation.
Yeah, you're not getting called in unless there's
absolutely.
A crime.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And so I wanted to just to reassure everybody, we're not reinventing the wheel here, you know, as far as food pantries are concerned or anything else. Mm-hmm. This was just a means to a way of communicating. And so tomorrow, and I saw that Sheriff Buffett's going to join us. We're going to be at the Kroger at Airport Plaza from 1 to 3. You're going to bring folks from the Boys
yep,
and Girls Club?
I got
Club.
Some kids coming out and staff coming out, and we'll be there.
Okay, and then the Sheriff's Office and the Police Department will be there as well.
Absolutely.
And we're going to be at the Airport Plaza Kroger from 1 to 3 tomorrow, and then the following Saturday we're going to be at the Kroger in South Shores. The Saturday after that, the Kroger at Brentwood Village, and then the event itself is going to be kind of a day-long event on the December 21st at the Boys and Girls Club.
Yep, we've been talking about we're going to have some chili that day. And so everybody that comes in, they can stop and just get a little bowl of chili if they want, and then we'll have the turkeys and the gift cards available for them to pick up and the officers to help them load all.
Now,
that.
You will need a ticket. Yes. It has a time on it. So,
yes, so
they can contact your office if they want to get on a list?
They will. We got 16 different locations. That is a combination of different churches, other social service agencies, and food pantries that will be getting tickets the week of December 11th. And so on those tickets, there will be a two-hour time frame where then they disseminate to that to their clientele and pick those up. We also have tickets at the club. So if you are a parent that may be listening or you know somebody, you can call the Boys and Girls Club, and we will also have several tickets as well.
All right, that's 422-9605, mm-hmm. The telephone number. You can also find all this information at nauticator.com if you're driving or whatnot and you don't have time to jot all this down. You can get that information at nauticator.com. And we want to thank also Suave and Tat and DJ Mondo because Hot 105 is going to be out doing a remote broadcast tomorrow at Kroger and then for the next three Saturdays and be a big part of this. Debbie, this is, it seems to me like that there's a lot more collaboration in our community. I mean, we're not without our little turf fights every once in a while, like all human beings are. But, you know, when there was a police officer involved shooting here, you know, things didn't spiral out of control. And I think that's because people like Bruce and Chad and Janelle and the mayor and the police chief, you know, they've been proactive on, you know, having better relations, just speaking to each other instead of waiting for something bad to happen and then everybody tries to do this. You got to lay this groundwork ahead of time.
Right. We have a very collaborative community, and it's kind of unique. We work with a lot of different communities through United Ways, and some of our agencies cover, 20 different counties that are our partner agencies, and they do tell us that this community is different. There's not there's a lot of collaboration. There's a lot of partnerships that and not that turf war with social service agencies and just the community in general. So we partner with so many people, and I know Bruce does, and it really does make a difference when you're working together instead of, you know.
It really does. And that doesn't mean we don't have things that we need to fix or problems.
Right.
It's not pie in the sky, but it is, I just find it easier to reach out and put people together in a room and get things done than it maybe 10 years ago. It seems easier today.
Right. And it really helps with duplication of services. You know, we can identify those things and just making those partnerships that make sense and that really work in our community. It does make a huge difference.
Yeah, and Brian, one thing I want to highlight, you know, something I really embraced about, you know, just Decatur in general, you know, I don't have to go through three levels in order to get in contact with you or get in contact with the mayor, get in contact with the, you know, city manager. Sometimes you get in these big cities, you know, these top level officials, you know, they got like four or five layers that you got to go to in order to get a meeting. You know, we had an unfortunate incident a couple nights ago. A young 12-year-old girl got shot. Julie called me, hey, you know, do we need to be on alert type deal? I did some digging, ended up finding out the family. Courtney Carson ended up reaching out to the family. But, you know, is that we can text each other, we can call each other to make sure that we continue that open line of communication is one thing I really enjoy about, you know, being here and being in the community.
I absolutely agree. And you're right. There's not a lot of middle people, you know, sort of like being gatekeepers on keeping people from being involved. Now, this recent spate of shootings, you know, I think that the people – sometimes even the media, you know, they look at law enforcement like, why can't you fix this? You know, this stuff is dictated by often drugs, gangs, retaliation. It goes in spates. It's not something you can plan for or even proactively stop, right? I mean, you can arrest people who do it, but unfortunately, this is dictated by events more than it is anything else.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, you can put proactive policing measures together.
But you can't be on every block in every the city. You just can't.
You just can't. When I was in patrol, I would tell people when I went to calls for service at their house, you know, it's truly your job to police your community for 24 hours a day because you live there. You know more about your block than the police do because they're in and out. Sometimes the only time they're there is passing through or for a call for service. So that's why it's so vital to have that community-oriented policing measure in place so that when you do have events like this, you've got some kind of dialogue so these people feel comfortable enough to come up to you and tell you about problems they're seeing in their community.
Right.
That is one of the most integral things within law enforcement.
And then you got to build that trust, right?
Absolutely.
And that
takes
a while.
Yep.
So, you know, obviously there has been, you know, a spate of this, Bruce, lately. And, you know, what do you know about the young lady's family?
I don't know a lot. You know, Courtney did the initial reaching out. He went over the night of and had some prayer with the family and checked on her at the hospital. But I think it was just one of those unfortunate little girl walking down the street and some other
wrong
guys,
place, wrong time.
Wrong place, wrong time. And so, you know, by all means, I want to reassure the community. Look, we still live in a safe community. This is a very small, isolated group of people. Law enforcement to be able to tell you better than I can. But, you know, it's those unfortunate situations like that unfortunately occurs.
Yeah.
This year has kind of been on a little uptick. And so I really think that DPD and the Sheriff's Department are doing a great job at not only, you know, patrolling. You know, there was an article that came out last week with a lot of statistics during the holiday season, you know, about the initiative that they took and, you know, getting people to put on seatbelts, people texting and stuff like that. So we have to know that our law enforcement is doing 110% in order to make sure our community stays safe. So.
Yeah. Would people be surprised? You know, we find this all the time, people who aren't even from Decatur involved in a lot of these crimes, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not kids growing up in your neighborhood.
Yeah.
It's somebody, you know, you got drug trafficking through from St. Louis to Chicago. We've had even a couple of these murders. You know, you kind of go, well, what's a guy from Effingham doing? And you're getting
exactly
a little bit of that out there, right?
Yeah, you are. Unfortunately, you are. You know, crime doesn't discriminate, and it doesn't matter if the person's from this community or not from this community. It's similar to, you know, the people that we've encountered on the Greyhound bus at the Pilot Travel Center. Those people are in our community for 30 to 45 minutes, and so it's vital that we are in those locations protecting not just the residents of Decatur, but people that are passing through.
Yeah.
So I think, Brian, bringing this thing back full circle, this is why this is so critical. Again, not necessarily we want to give out food and gift cards, but I want to make sure that the population I serve, the people that I deal with in the inner city, see police officers in a good light, despite some of the negativity that they may hear in the news, they may see on the radio, or unfortunately they see on social media all too often.
Yeah, and you, yeah, in a number of ways, yeah, all across the board. Well, there is a great sense of collaboration behind the scenes. These guys have been great to work with. I wish Pat could have been with us today. I want to make sure we point out the Macon County Sheriff's Office has been behind this 1,000%. You can come out tomorrow. $20 donation. I think the average price of a turkey is about $23 if you take the average. So tomorrow at the Kroger on Interport Plaza, where we have the food drive every year, you want to stop by. A $20 bill will basically take care of a turkey for a family. But whatever you want to give, we'll be there from 1 until 3. Debbie, how's everything going with the United Way campaign?
Going good. We're right in the middle of campaign. I'm starting to wrap up some campaigns we have going on out in the community. Doing impact tours, and I just want to remind everybody that if you want to do an impact tour, to call us at 422-8537. We've got those going and scheduled all the time. We're moving right along. I think we'll have an update at the Christmas walk here at Newhoff when we do the chamber.
Yeah,
after
next
hours.
Wednesday. So let's make sure we put that on your calendar. We got a lot going on because we've got the Cops and Gobblers tomorrow at the Kroger. We got our live Vespers broadcast at 7:30 on Sunday night. From Cancer Care Specialist of Illinois. And then next Wednesday is the Christmas walk. Great time for you to enter that Deck the Town contest as you're walking around to all the stores. But we have our chamber after hours here. The Beach House is catering it, so make sure you come by and stop by and say hello. We have restrooms, and I don't know if it's going to be cold next week, but it'll be warm. And then we'll have our big tree up and all of that. So we'll give you a kind of a detailed update next Wednesday.
Right, we'll just do a quick update on what's happening and where we're at in the campaign. And we're really excited about it this year. We've got a lot of new things going on and new companies involved. So things are going really well.
All right, great stuff. If people want to find out more, they can contact the United Way office.
Yes, 422-8537.
And it's not too late to do a campaign.
No, we really go until March this year with campaign. It's just right now is our big, mostly public part of it.
But if you want to wait until the new year and have the folks from United Way come out to your place of business and help you do this, still plenty of time to do that.
Plenty of time.
All right, guys. We really appreciate it. We'll see you tomorrow at Kroger at 1 o'clock. Cops and Gobblers.
All right, thanks, Brian.
We'll take a break. Here's Lindsay Romano with your 3-day forecast.